This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. As many businesses have closed due to the virus, some restaurants are still open for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery services. We checked in today to see which locally owned restaurants are still up and running, either curbside or delivery. Emma's Pizza is still doing deliveries and takeouts. Bread and Honey is doing curbside. Mi Terra, takeout or delivery. Freddy's on Highway 65 is doing curbside and some delivery. McBee's on Ann Lake is doing takeout only. Beware of scams. FEMA and the FTC say don't trust anyone who offers financial help and then asks for money or personal information. Federal and local disaster workers do not solicit or accept money. The Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, U.S. Health and Human Services, and the Centers for Disease Control staff never charge for disaster assistance. If you see a scam, please report it to the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov/complaint. A reminder that Governor Walz signed a bill into law March 28th that provides an extension for Minnesotans whose driver's license or ID cards expire during the peacetime emergency. Another reminder, now that it's April, the Internal Revenue Service has extended the deadline for filing individual tax returns for 2019 to July 15th from April 15th. So you've got 3 extra months to file your taxes. As we acknowledge the importance of being prepared for emergencies, as part of its recent expansion, Wellia Health in Mora created an improved radio room, continuing a partnership with local radio operators to provide emergency communication. We talked with Ken Bershovsky, chairman of the Mora Open Repeater Association, a nonprofit amateur radio organization serving Kennebec and surrounding counties.
First of all, the radio station itself is an emergency station to provide communications when all other forms of communications fails. In other words, when phone lines are down, agency communication services that they have are down, all forms of communication is down. That's when we go into activation mode, where we would go into the hospital and actually act as the primary and only means of communication between the hospital and other hospitals, other public health agencies, and so forth and so on in the region. That's where we would come in. We would, in a situation where we were the only means of communications available between us and all these other agencies that are out there that we need to talk to for emergency supplies or whatever the case may be, that's when we would go into action.
That was Ken Bershovsky, chairman of the Mora Open Repeater Association. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.